The explosive new film, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, exposes secrets behind the government's takedown of General Michael Flynn.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
He told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire. They had to get rid of Flynn.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.
Bob Burney Live.
Looking at today's news through a biblical worldview.
CNN has some breaking news. Well, it was a couple hours ago. CNN breaking news: Dallas police execute search warrant at Catholic diocese. Here's the story. Dallas police today were searching the headquarters and other properties of the Texas Catholic Diocese. Catholic Diocese of Dallas spokeswoman Annette Gonzalez-Taylor confirmed. The search warrant is connected to an investigation stemming from the Catholic Church's long-running sex abuse scandal, the police said. The reason why this is strange is back in January, every Catholic diocese in Texas released the names of all priests, deacons, and other clergy members that had been accused of sexually abusing children in the past. Now, what this current search warrant means, I have no idea, and I'm not even going to try to speculate. But evidently, the police in Dallas were not satisfied with what has been released so far. So have no idea whether anything will come of that or not. If you want to know how wacky the social justice movement is, look no further than our friends at the Sojourners. Yes, Jim Wallace and the Sojourners. They never cease to amaze me. What the next issue of social justice is, here's the next one. They are telling you that if your church has a pulpit or a pew that was built by prisoners, you are wrong. I looked at this. I said, what? Say what? A church that has pews made by prisoners or a pulpit made by prisoners? Yeah, wait to hear. Let me just read it to you. This is from the Sojourners today. Receive this today. The subject line is, who built your pew? Would you preach from a pulpit made by prisoners or worship in a pew built by inmates? According to some Iowa congregations, hiring Iowa prison industries to build and renovate church furniture is a cost-effective way to support job training for those in prison. But there is more to the story. This is a moral issue. Huh? What? This is a moral issue? Yeah. Yeah, let me continue reading. Prison industries are complicated. While job training programs can help reduce recidivism, the average wage among state-operated prison industries nationwide is 87 cents an hour. This is a moral issue for churches who are willing to justify using prison labor to pay for their furniture. Dominique Dubois-Gilliard, an Evangelical Covenant Church pastor, describes it as, quote, a systematic failure of the church. Now, I do not want to be insensitive at all to prisoners. Not in any way, shape, or form. But these are prisoners. They're in prison because they've done something wrong. And by their own admission at Sojourners, these prison industries help reduce dramatically recidivism. It trains the prisoner for a job after they get out of prison. But evidently, Sojourners wants the prisoners in prison to earn a livable wage. And my honest question, without seeming insensitive at all, why? They're there to pay the price for a crime. In other words, they are in prison and they are paying a price. Do they really have a right to, like, the minimum wage that everybody else receives? When you go to prison, sadly and unfortunately, you give up many of those rights. And the fact that the prison is giving them an opportunity to learn a profession, to learn a skill, isn't that enough? But Sojourners is making the case that any church who buys pews or pulpits from a prison is immoral. Okay. And, you know, maybe somebody can help me understand that. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong, and I'm serious. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm looking at it wrong. I don't know. I don't see that as a social justice issue. If they were fighting for the constitutional right to have Bible studies in the prison, to make sure that chaplains actually believed the Bible, I'd be going, yeah, Sojourners, yeah. But no. Okay. In the weird and wacky file, Long Island University in Brooklyn is going to drop their mascot. Yeah, they're going to drop their mascot that they've had for many, many, many years. The article doesn't tell me how long, but it's been a long, long, long time. No, it doesn't. It doesn't say how long, but it's a long, long, long time. Long Island University in Brooklyn are dropping their mascot. Why? Because their mascot is the blackbird. Does anybody want to guess why they are going to be dropping the blackbird as their mascot? Anybody want to guess? Because it's racist. I'm not making this up. School president Kimberly Klein addressed the concerns of many students. Klein told them the Blackbird's mascot would be ditched and also said the school has heard. This is the reasoning. The school has heard that the Blackbird is an offensive, racist mascot. Are you serious? Blackbirds. Blackbirds are racist. Some students on campus decided that Blackbird was racist. They went to the administration and school president Kimberly, you know, we were just talking earlier in the program about cowardly school administrators. Kimberly Klein, president of this school in Brooklyn, could be the poster child for that. How do you explain this? And alumni are not taking it lying down. No. Alumni who love the Blackbird because that's the only mascot they've ever known, and alumni who never, ever, ever, even their wildest dreams thought it was racist, they are protesting. Yes, the alumni are rising up in protest. Oh, my goodness. You can't make this kind of stuff up. All right. I'm going to take the last break of the hour, and then we'll be back and wrap things up. Blackbirds are racist. What are they going to do? I mean, we have blackbirds at our house every single day. Are we going to paint them? Dye them? Put little pink sweaters on them? Yeah. Little pink sweaters on all the blackbirds so we won't be racist.
Talk radio that makes a difference. Makes a difference. This is Bob Burney Live.
Well, I've stayed away from politics the entire program, but you got to hear this. This has got to be driving the mainstream media absolutely crazy. I mean, and I'm being serious. I'm not being facetious. They must lie awake at night wondering what more they can do. What am I talking about? At this stage in Donald Trump's presidency, Donald Trump has higher poll numbers than Barack Obama. Now, that defies any kind of common sense, and here's why. Anybody with common sense at all would admit that during the entire Barack Obama presidency, the mainstream media was in love. It was an 8-year love affair. I mean, it was. No reasonable person would deny that. The mainstream media absolutely, passionately loved Barack Obama. Positive, 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 positive story after positive, positive, positive story. I mean, they just heaped praise on him. And Obamacare, you know, just heaped praise on him. Whatever he did, whatever Michelle did, they love Michelle. They love, 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 love Michelle. Oh, how she dressed, what she said. She was so classy. Now, compare that to media coverage of Donald Trump. It has been verified and measured that over 85 to 90% of all news coverage of Donald Trump is negative. And again, that's been measured. I'm not making it up. That has been measured. 85 to 90% of all media coverage of Donald Trump is negative. Probably 85 to 90% of all media coverage of Barack Obama was positive. And in spite of all of that negative, 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 negative coverage, Donald Trump's poll numbers are higher than Barack Obama's during the same time. In fact, Zogbeat just released their brand new poll last night. 7:51 p.m. it was released. Donald Trump's job approval tops 50% for the first time in the Zogbeat poll. The highest rating that Donald Trump has received at Zogbeat since he has been president. Yeah, yeah. And not only that, in fact, let me quote. The Zogbeat poll, Trump's job approval tops 50%. A majority of millennials approve of Trump. What? Young people? Millennials? Yeah. Oh, I guess it gets better, or if you don't like Trump, it's worse. Nearly half of Generation Z, those are the really young people. Nearly half of Generation Z voters approve of Trump, according to Zogbeat. And I'm quoting, This is from Zogby. This is not from me or any other news source. This is a quote from Zogby. Trump is winning back Hispanic, independent, college-educated, and urban voters. In other words, African-Americans. And again, the mainstream media is absolutely flipping out. I mean, when you have dedicated your life to destroying Donald Trump, and they have. Come on, folks, let's face it. The mainstream media has dedicated themselves to do anything and everything they possibly can to totally destroy Donald Trump. Not only his presidency, him personally. New York Times today, bombshell, that's their word, not mine. New York Times, bombshell, Donald Trump's business is not doing as well as we thought. During the campaign, Donald Trump said repeatedly, you know, if I become president, my businesses are going to take a hit. My businesses are going to decline. If I become president, I'm going to lose tons of money. He said that. He said that. And now the New York Times, some, not all, not even most, some of Donald Trump's businesses are not doing real well. And the New York Times calls that a bombshell. His businesses. And anyway, I'm not an apologist for the president, but I try my best to report to you facts. And the facts are, in every reputable poll, right now, Donald Trump is doing better at this point in his presidency than Barack Obama was, the absolute darling of the mainstream media. They did everything they could to pump up Obama. They have done everything to tear down Trump. And Trump is ahead in the polls. That's why I said it must drive them crazy, because they've done everything they know to do. Maybe the American people aren't as dumb as we think they are. Evidently, a whole lot of the American public has seen through the mainstream media. Now, will that cause the mainstream media to change? No. Like I said, I've said it often, they hate Trump more than they love the truth. And that's sad. And of course, that's why very few people trust the mainstream media. Hey, folks, I hope you have an absolutely wonderful evening. But wherever you go and whatever you do, remember whose you are.
Listen. Think. Discern.
Three-star general Michael J. Flynn, head of the Pentagon Intelligence Agency, knew all the government's dirty secrets.
He was one of the most respected generals in the military.
Flynn knew what the intel world had been up to. He understood its funding.
He ordered the first audit of the use of contractors. This set off alarm bells.
The explosive new documentary, Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost, and covers the facts behind this scandal.
Flynn told the truth. He was the most dangerous person for Donald Trump to hire.
I find out the worst enemy that I'm going to face in my life is right here in America. They took my assessment and they wanted me to change it. And I was like, I'm not changing it.
They had to get rid of Flynn.
With in-depth interviews, archival footage, and never-before-seen personal records of the man behind the headlines.
I just felt like I was drowning.
Flynn, Deliver the Truth, Whatever the Cost. Available now. Watch it today. Go to SalemNow.com. SalemNow.com.